song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Central Nebraska's only local sports hour during the week, and we put in a little state and national as well. You know what?
Might be why we're number one rated, too.
If the Jets want to fire, I'm going to tell you right now, the Jets are going to suck this year, and I'm tired of hearing about it already today. And the only reason we're hearing about it is because it's a New York team. Cowherd just touched on it. Mike and Mike went crazy on it this morning. Mike Golic, you fought in practice. How many rings do you have? Exactly. So guess what? I'm telling you right now, Jets terrible this year.
I don't know if they're going to be terrible.
Terrible.
It's a little bit intriguing because Rex Ryan is the coach for the Jets. The Bills may be better than them, but Rex Ryan's a coach. His dad was a famous bully.
And how much did Buddy Ryan win as a head coach?
Not very much.
Okay.
But he did win Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator. His boys have been around the game. That's why it's a story.
You going to take Rex Ryan in your draft?
I'd take Rex Ryan over you. I'll tell you that in a room.
What does that even mean? We've got a packed show today, folks. Our Big 12 preview will continue with the starting quarterback of another team I don't think that's going to be very good, and that's Kansas State. Carson Kaufman's going to try and sell us a little bit on that. Of course, Chase Kaufman's little brother, who was a very solid player at Missouri. So we will talk with Carson Kaufman on the program today from Big 12 Media Days that we brought up in Dallas last week. Also, staying with the football theme later in the show, Noah Keller is going to join us. We'll ask him what the difference is between being a Bearcat and a Bobcat because he's going into his true junior season. He played as a true freshman for Frank Solich at Ohio. And last year started, Phil Steele has him first team all-conference in the MAC. He is a captain. He has been selected as a captain going into his junior season. And he has already laced it up against the likes of Ohio State in the MAC conference. And Phil Steele actually picked Ohio to win. It's a north-south, only they're east-west in the MAC. He's picked them as his upset pick to win, while the coaches picked him fourth last week. Their MAC Media Day was on Friday. So, wow, a lot has happened to Noah Keller in the last 2 years, and we're going to get a chance to catch up with him. Plus, we're going to talk a little hockey because that's not too far around the corner. Kirk Brooks is going to join us and talk with him in just a minute here in studio as well. So we've got a pretty full show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, chance for you to win $25 gift card for some great chow and great food that you can fix up from Troutman's Quality Meats.
Okay, Douglas, you wanted to start the show by fighting. Are we done fighting?
I don't know. You want to fight? I'll come across.
No.
I'll slap that shaven head of yours. Here's two things. Well, I'm just already. Kansas State, not going to be good. Going to be fifth in the North. And also, Jets, going to be terrible. And something I just want to touch on. You pointed it out without us even talking about it. The 2009 Husker Sports Fall Sports Guide is out. And you'll probably see those out and about, but we'll also give you a chance to get some here via the show. It has every opponent in there. It has something about every opponent. This is not a media guide. This is something you can throw in your glove box. You can throw in your golf bag when you're arguing out on the course. You can put it in your back pocket almost. It's like a playbook. And it has all the information in there that you're going to need for the upcoming season. But on the front, of course, 300 consecutive sellouts coming up. There is the current Husker helmet and then the old helmet that they're going to wear or at least it'll look like that. It'll have all the bars and stuff. It'll be updated, but it'll look outside like 1967 or whenever this streak started. But they also have four former and current Nebraska head coaches on the front. And we brought this up not that long ago, and one of those coaches is Frank Solich. Bob Devaney, Tom Osborne, Frank Solich, Gap, and then Bo Pelini are on the front. And you noticed Frank Solich on the front right away. And as I kind of made a little petition for, it's time to get him back. He does not need to be omitted every time you show Husker highlights, Husker greatness, whether it's coaching or whether it's playing. And maybe this is the first step there.
Well, I certainly hope so, because he put so much of his life into it, and not just the head coach, but he's an assistant for, what, 20?
Well, he'd been part of the program for 30 years.
There you go. I was going to say 23 years, played for 5 years, whatever. And I think the main reason he stands out right away is because the cover's red. Red, Bo Pelini's in gray, but he's in white, and he just kind of jumps out. I mean, it just kind of stood out to me. Does the helmet stand out? And then Frank Solich stood out. And I think, hey, that's great. Let's get him back. And we'll get Noah Keller's thoughts on playing for Frank Solich.
I don't want to jinx this, but I just want to let you know I've been working on a little present for you.
Oh, really?
We may have Coach Solich on by the end of the week.
Oh, really?
Okay, because I know you're fired up on that.
You know what? Before I forget to do this, I want to wish my wife happy anniversary.
Oh, God, today's the day.
And I want to tell all you losers out there this that are tearing. I made money today because 2 years, do you know how many tickets were sold that this would be over long ago?
By the way, I still have a ticket that can cash. I want you to know that. I have a winning ticket right now. I have a winning ticket.
I'll be gladly taking that money from all you losers.
Oh.
2 years. 2 years, Derek.
Congratulations.
I'm still rooting for you kids for at least another 12 months. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I had the overs. What are you going to do?
Well,
what are you going to do? I tell you, when you put up plus 380.
Appreciate that over, Matt. You were one of the few that had the
overs.
You got
to get after it. I'll tell you what. It's probably more than that. But
there was more people that had her shooting me or, you know, something like that.
Well, they say the first 6 months are the toughest, so congratulations on that. It's been pretty calm the last few.
Yeah, so, it really has.
Way to go. So, okay, so you said, I mean, but you kind of cut it off real quick there. So you said happy anniversary. Anything else?
No.
You sure?
I'm good.
A man that knows a little bit about what plus 380 might mean, our next guest here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready to talk a little Tri-City Storm hockey, because just a brightness sat over the Viero Events Center here the last few days as Greg Shea officially moved back into the building. And we're all happy about that. And Greg's here, but he's hiding out. He doesn't want to talk today. He's focused. He's over on the BlackBerry. He's texting. He's Facebooking. He's signing players. He's getting coaches in.
Looking at football books.
He's looking at college football books. But Kirk Brooks, the new owner, I think we can still say new owner since we haven't played a game yet, of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center, back with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a little bit like being in a hockey rink here the first 10 minutes of the show. I'm waiting for the brawl to break out, you know?
Except it's so much hotter in here than it is in the hockey rink. How's your golf game?
Let's not talk about that. We can do some improvements. We might bet the over.
Kirk, let's get into hockey, and obviously we got a lot to talk about because it's not going to be very long before we're so in this state looking at football that we want to make sure everything is on the line, because football is going to be going and hockey is going to start about the same time. In Vegas, outside of the books, do people follow UNLV football? Are you a college football fan?
Not really. I'm pretty much hockey. You know, when I was young, I used to follow Notre Dame, and that was a little bit of a great story. I used to get up on Sunday mornings and watch Notre Dame, and my dad he'd bet me a quarter, and he seemed to win every time, no matter which side he took, and seemed to win by 1 point. And I could not ever figure this out, because we'd always start at zero, and he'd say, all right, I'll take Notre Dame, and you get one, this, that, and the other. And it was always – it took me a little while to figure out the game was played on Saturday, and this was the rerun. So you're not dealing with the sharpest guy in the world here.
Well, let's talk hockey. Greg's back on board, and I guess we haven't talked with you. We've talked with Greg since he has come back on board, but sounds like everybody's pretty excited. You were coming into town fresh, had to be – I think told a little bit about Mr. Shea. Talk about the process of bringing Greg back on board and now that he's here, what that means for the organization.
Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't really interested in buying a club unless I get Greg on board. And I talked to Greg, I believe, before I ever bought the club. and wanted to kind of get his view on how things had happened here. And if I didn't think there was a chance of getting Greg on board, I probably wouldn't have bought the team.
That's a pretty simple answer, right?
Right. I mean, I know that I can't be here 24/7, and I needed someone very competent when with the same thought process that I have, and that's customer service, and thus Greg Shea.
Okay, so you finally convinced, and I know this wasn't an overnight process. I've talked to Greg, and he had to do a lot of just basically a big decision was made to come back with a storm. He makes that decision. All the while, everything else is still going on. You're hoping he's going to come back, but you go ahead and pull the trigger.
Well, we knew Greg was going to come. We just didn't know what it was going to cost.
Really? The little guy with a big gun, huh? The little man with a big gun.
Well, when you're in sports,
you know,
marketing.
His heart's into this. And anytime you get a guy that his heart's into this, it's just a matter of at what point he wants to come back. And we're really glad to have him back because we know that's really where his heart is. You know, not that he didn't do a great job with the chamber, because he did, because he is a people's person. So we're just glad to have him back and going forward.
Kirk, obviously.
That gets us to the Dent Popper inbox right here. This is for Kirk. It says, and we need to get that contract signed. Love, Drew. I assume Drew Rosenhaus, the agent there, so we'll work on that.
Drew. Oh.
Kirk, obviously Greg had some insight onto the improvements of the facility that needed to maybe catch up. You know, we talk about it in football all the time. People have the newest and better things than the next guy. In the USHL, the Tri-City Storm had kind of fallen behind.
Sure.
You are immediately implementing some things and starting to build some things right away.
Well, obviously, you know, getting Greg obviously is one of the big blocks. Drew Shunick, bringing him in. And also bringing in two other coaches to supplement it. Now we've got three coaches here instead of, honestly, one coach and an assistant, part-time or whatever. We know that's what it takes. If we want to play at the big boys, we've got to have the resources to play with them.
We're talking with Kirk Brooks here on the Doug and Daddy Show, owner of the Tri-City Storm and Vero Events Center. What are some of the things that, where are we at right now? What are you satisfied? You talk about getting the coaching staff and the players, I assume, in line because it's not too long until we come into camp. So you've got some things done. What have you got done, and what are you working on right now?
Well, obviously we want to build a new locker room and weight room combination, but we want to do it right. And we think just going out there right now and starting to throw some together isn't the right combination for us. We want to make sure it's done right. So right now we are going to put together a makeshift weight room. We've got 15 bikes coming in this week. Spinner bikes, the newest thing in technology as far as training goes for these guys. Get them on there for about 45 minutes and see if they still want to go to their girlfriends or just go right to bed, one of the two, you know. So we're going to put together a weight room, leg press machine, bench presses, different things that we think it takes, and get the kids going in the right direction, because this will happen right after they get done practicing. Instead of having to go somewhere else and work out and hoping the kids show up and this, that, and the other and babysitting them, here's a situation where they go right from ice, right to workout.
Kirk, you know, one thing that got over the draft, I don't think we've talked to you since then. Your general feelings on the draft now that you've got the people that you have on this team signed, and some of them didn't come.
Sure.
Which is a normal thing that happens in the USHL.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, nobody gets everybody that they want. Some of them decide to go major junior, which we lost one kid to major junior. We lost one kid to the BCHL. And for whatever reason, you know, I couldn't figure it out because, you know, to have the chance to come here and play in the USHL, that's, you know, that's a big thing. I mean, that's what every kid dreams about. So you got to take what you've got and you've got to work hard. And I'll tell you what, we're going to be a blue-collar team and we're going to be the hardest working team in the USHL. I can tell you that.
You anticipated having to do a lot to get a team together, trades, draft, keeping kids. Are you satisfied with how that has all worked out in the grand scheme of things?
Sure, and I don't think we're done yet. You know, there's still some trades out there on the table that you know, the coaches are talking about. We want to continue and make this team the best team. But once we start this season, these are the boys you're going to see in town, and these are the boys you're going to associate with, because we're not going to make this like a revolving door. It's not going to be a turnstile at Macy's. So,
the coaches in, you got three of them. How have they gelled and meshed together?
Well, Greg hasn't given me time enough to figure that out. He's had me out on the road talking to people for about the last 5 days. So once I get them all in the same room for about 3 hours or so, we'll see if they come out fighting or hugging. I'm not sure which.
Well, Ryan Benchurik and Eric Fink, of course, are the assistant coaches. It looks to me like Eric might have, well, it looks like they both know how to recruit. And maybe Eric a little bit more out of that Minnesota, and Ryan has been around, well, winners his entire life, and that's something you've talked about in every sport. Benchurik coming in, he's won
three teams,
Omaha, Des Moines, and Lincoln, and now he wants to come and help coach and maybe in the very near future help the Tri-City Storm out in that way.
Well, let's put it this way. Ad and Ryan, you know, and Drew on the same team there, I'm quite certain if there's a bench brawl that we're 1-9 with the coaches against anybody else. I can guarantee you that because they're both tough cookies. Eric, you're right. Eric's done a lot of recruiting, and we're going to depend on him out there during the year. I mean, recruiting's a lot more than all of a sudden, okay, it's the draft. Now let's go recruit the kid. We want to know the kid's coming. We didn't have that luxury this year. We want to have that luxury next year of talking to the kids months in advance, finding out, you know, really where they are. You know, and a kid that tells us, well, I might come, I might not come. Well, pretty, be honest with you, he may not come because he won't be drafted. I mean, we want kids that want to come here and play and go from there.
Kirk, Greg's had you out talking to people, dealing with the public. How has the perception been out there? Because I, you know, frankly, the former regime rubbed some people the wrong way and pissed some people off.
It's been fantastic, honestly. I mean, they couldn't have set the stage better for us. I mean, obviously, I guess I don't want to get into politics and talk Bush and Obama, but sometimes if you don't do such a great job, the next guy coming in, everybody's willing to give them an opportunity and a chance to succeed. And I think that's what you're seeing here is that we're going to get a great opportunity to succeed, and we just need to make the most of it.
Schedule's out. It looks a little bit better than what they've seen as far as no incredibly long road swings or home stands when you don't want them. Have you looked at that and already jumped into what you want to do with that schedule and what's hot and what's not, or does it really matter?
Well, I haven't. I hope the coaches have. I've jumped into one thing. It's called October the 9th. That's opening day, one game at a time. You know, right after we get that 12th win, we'll be ahead of last year. So that's what I'm looking at.
What, in following up on that, obviously, there's always optimism. Right now, what will be a successful on ice year? I mean, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be 500, go to the playoffs, win a cup. But I mean, what are you looking for? As you just stated, do you think next year will be better than this year? What are you looking for this year?
Well, you know, we're going to kind of analyze that as the season goes on, obviously, with injuries and different things. So when you say what will be a success, I mean, putting the team out there and having them competitive will be a success story to us. I'm very competitive. Anything short of winning the Anderson Cup or, you know, for the most wins won't be a success to me. Well, you know, will be a little bit of a success. I've got to be a realist. I can't go out there and think, oh, boy, we're going to run out there with a bunch of kids and win it. But you know something? I'm expecting the most, and I want the fans to expect the most. I don't want anybody sitting back and saying, well, at least we won 27 games this year, or at least we won 33 games. You know, I want to be above 500. That would be a success story to me.
He's Kirk Brooks, owner of the Tri-City Storm and Vieira Event Center. Obviously, outside of hockey, Greg's taken over that as well. Kid Rock, you too. Is he closer to those deals than maybe he was last time I talked to him?
Well, I'm not sure if he's going to double with Kid Rock, but we might get him up there on stage with a few of them. But he's working hard. He's learning the business. And, I mean, that's side of the business that Greg and I are going to both have to learn, and that's the entertainment and what brings value to the people here. And that's what we're looking at also, is to find out exactly what the people of the tri-state area want, you know, for entertainment. You know, is it more comedians? Is it more rock? Is it classic? You know, orchestra? I don't know. Whatever it is, we want to bring
it's
it.
It's not orchestra.
Okay. Yeah.
We can hold those concerts
Symphony
upstairs.
Music.
Well, we'll send them down to Merriman. Kirk, anything else that you wanted to touch on while you're with us today?
No. Like I said, I'm very anxious for the season to start. I'm going home for one day, turning around and jumping in the car and driving back this time. So I'm ready. Believe me, if the game was this weekend, it wouldn't be too soon for me.
When are we reporting? When's our first?
The kids are going to be here the 8th, the boys that are still in high school, and the 24th for any of the kids that aren't. The ice is actually going to go in on the 10th, so we're going to get them out there. We invite anybody out to come out and watch the kids skate. We'll make some times and things available if anybody wants to come out and watch them.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in. Kirk Brooks, the owner of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, we'll be keeping you up to date on everything that is Tri-City Storm hockey and the voice of the Storm, Derek Stenson. You got anything?
No, I'm good.
That's like usual. Let's take a break. We got football coming up. We're going to talk with Carson Kaufman, the quarterback at Kansas State, and Noah Keller, former Kearney Bearcat, now a captain with the Ohio Bobcats, going to join us as well. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Holy cow, here come the new 2010 campers at Eagle Crest in Grand Island. But wait a minute, we still have a few 2009 models we need to move. So Jim says, would you like to save $10,000? Would you like to save more than $10,000? Then talk to Jim or Brad at Eagle Crest. And while you're there, take a gander at the new 2010 Aristocrat, a 26-foot big slide travel trailer that's supposed to be priced at $23,500, but introductory special, let's make it $19,950. At Eagle Crest, West Highway 30 in Grand Island, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Nearly 60 years ago, my grandfather co-founded Custom Pack in Hastings. That was 1947. Today, we are the area's leader for quality fresh meats. Lots of changes have taken place in the business since then, but certain things will remain the same. You know of our unsurpassed quality at Custom Pack. You know we can save you money, and you know that as a small family business, we are measured by our integrity, quality, savings, and people you can trust. Custom Pack, you'll taste the difference.
The season is ready to roll. Everyone's checking out the up-and-comers. See who's stepping up. Hear who's tumbling down the depth chart.
First down from the 15. They hand it off to Hamlin. Looks for a lane. 10-5. Touchdown.
Finally, it's football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill has been your place in Hastings for over 11 years. And now it's even better because the Bullseye's open early for breakfast. Buttery pancakes, scrumptious sausage, omelets with all the good stuff, big biscuits and gravy, golden hash browns, and much more. All your favorites hot off the griddle. Bullseye's always been the right way to end your day, and now with breakfast, it's a pretty good start to the morning. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Burgers, beer, buddies, and now breakfast. West 2nd Street in Hastings across from the water park.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 90 with a northeast wind of around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a possibility for some showers and storms developing with a low in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On a jam-packed Tuesday, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. And don't forget, it's that time of the year where everybody is finishing up golf. Here's all I'm going to say. This weekend, you've got both the Kearney and Hastings Booster Club golf tournaments. You have got next week the inaugural ESPN Superstation inaugural golf tournament in Indian Head, August 13th, 14th. Folks, again, $1,000 first prize is going out here. $1,000 first prize is going out to the winning team in that. And again, this is not a two-day tournament. You pick your tee time and your day, whether you want to go on Thursday the 13th or Friday the 14th. Contact Indian Head. They put your four-member team down for a tee time, and you go out and fire it up. All the information and the entry form can be found at our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you're really into golf and you want to play them all, there's still more to come, because Gibbon Valley View's annual Coors three-man, two-day scramble is coming up August 15th and 16th, Saturday and Sunday. This is always a tournament that fills to the max, so don't forget about it. Call today, sign up, so the golf course can get your information, get you signed up, and make sure that you get in. Again, the split tee times, morning and afternoon, 308-468-5884. 468-5884. It always fills up. Prizes awarded to all the teams. Get signed up today for the annual Gibbon Valley View Coors three-man, two-day scramble, August 15th and 16th is what's going on there. So, there you go. Is that enough golf for you?
That's enough golf. We got to turn our attention back to
football. I got to ask you one more thing before we go back to football. I haven't heard a real big fishing update from you lately, and you on air, but you told me it's just there's not much snagging going on right now.
Well, there is if you're
there's some tournaments, but not a lot of success. You haven't been out much, but those that had found some success, maybe just not at your fishing hole.
There you go, but I've got this right here. This Hastings man.
This, again, via the Hastings Tribune. I printed off that fishing story just so you could see it.
Rick Thott, I believe, is how you say that?
Tout.
Tout of Hastings. 36.2-pound flathead catfish.
Wow.
Sunday morning. Landed it. 36.2, okay, great. Well, sometimes you catch them on a set line. Maybe, you got 50-pound test line. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. Maybe you just hook it up to a winch and you drag him out of the lake. No, this guy does it with 8-pound test line. Took him 90 minutes to land the fish, and that is impressive. So there's somebody
that's
not messing
around. Was that about the average time to land that would be 90 minutes?
I would be surprised with an 8-pound test line that you could land that fish at all. I would think that he would make a run and ping would be the sound you'd hear.
Must be very strong and very tactful and have some talent.
Yes, I think Rick does.
That's why you couldn't do it?
That's probably why.
All right. It is your anniversary, so I'm going to lay off you just a little bit.
I appreciate that.
I'll tell you what. Our next guest in studio, big time. Big time. But I've got a trivia question right off the bat here for former Kearney Bearcat and current Ohio Bobcat Noah Keller. Noah, name this tune.
Fight song.
No.
Bobcats.
This is the Bobcat fight song right here.
For old Ohio.
Oh, wow.
I know the words and everything.
Do they make you know the words?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Noah Keller joins us fresh off of coming back from Detroit and not getting to spend a lot of time in Kearney. But how much time do you get to spend home here since you've been gone?
I got back. They make us take summer classes, so I was up in Ohio for the whole summer, and we get about 2 weeks off this year before having to report for camp, which is about a week longer than we got before. So I've just came back, spent time with the family, kind of just enjoying the time off, working out here and there.
Noah, what goes on? Obviously, you're there. The whole team is basically there. Much if you're at Nebraska, the whole team's there. Yeah. If you're in, they keep you. Basically, you got weights in the morning, running, conditioning. Yeah. I mean, take us through a normal day for you.
It's not mandatory, but...
Nod.
Yeah. One of those things. An average day, I guess, would probably consist of, just wake up, go to class. You get a little bit of time off before you have to show up for lifting. You go and you lift and you run, and then depending on the day, you'll do either 7-on-7 or, kind of team workouts and stuff like that, and then... It's wake up and do it again the next day. It gets pretty repetitive, pretty boring, but, it's definitely worth it.
I think jumping right into it, being named a captain as your junior year, true junior year.
Yep.
People don't – I remember you sitting there trying to decide where you were going to go, and we normally don't interview high school kids, but
– Oh, and you're number one at the Nike camp. We make an exception,
But when you do things like that, and I think – but to be this – young in your career, which I guess 2 years remaining, you're halfway through it.
Yep.
But to be named a captain, what were your emotions or your thoughts when you were named that?
It was a great honor, because it was voted on by the other team members. So anytime you're voted captain by your peers, it's probably one of the best honors you can get. And I just think it goes to show, that I've been doing things the right way and working hard and that I've gained the respect of my teammates.
Noah Keller's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. now that you are a captain, have the coaches told you what they expect out of a captain? Have previous captains told you what you're expected to do as being a captain of the football team?
This year is done a little differently. Most of the time, we always vote on captains when we get into camp, and this year we did it a little earlier because Coach Solich wanted to kind of include us in with the coaching staff, and allow us to make some decisions. He said he told the team that he sees us as an extension of the coaching staff, and so he's definitely kind of kept us informed on things that they're trying to do, and we're kind of a liaison in between kind of like the coaches and the players. So
you want to write that word down?
Yeah, that is a good word.
Daddy keeps a little list of words he has to look up later.
Liaison, yeah, there you go.
What's it been like? Let's continue on this. Phil Steele has put you as first-team all-conference. Mm-hmm. The MAC, now I looked everywhere. I don't think the MAC has actually put out an all-conference team yet. I didn't see one. They put out the where they thought you would finish. Phil Steele is a lot higher on the Ohio Bobcats than, yeah, I guess the other coaches. So he has you first in the East Division, and the coaches voted you fourth out of the 7-team division.
Yep.
Obviously, you want to be first. Where do you see yourself going into this season?
In the East Division, there's always a lot of parity. Usually it always starts out the teams that are always ranked first always end up near the bottom. It's always just switching all the time. And I definitely think, we have a good team. If we can, one thing that we've definitely worked on very hard in the summer is producing more turnovers and limiting our turnovers. One thing that just killed our team last year was our turnover ratio. We're dead last in the MAC in turnover ratio, and that, kept the defense out on the field a lot and didn't give the offense a lot of tries to score. And so I think if we can get that turned around, which a lot of them were just kind of freak things here and there, but if we get that turned around, then I think we'll be a good team, real good team.
No, take us back to last year and the experience to play in the Horseshoe. In front of that crowd, obviously.
Ahead in the fourth quarter. My upset special of the year, don't forget it. To the spread.
Oh, to the spread.
To the spread.
Yes.
I mean, they were getting like 28, come on. But anyway, yeah, and this year they're going to get to go to Tennessee. You get to play some cool places, but start with Ohio State.
It was lots of fun. There's 105,000 fans there. It's just ridiculous just coming out and just hearing all of them. It's deafening when you walk out there and they're just booing you. We had them quiet for most of the game and until the fourth quarter, and then a couple special teams plays just really turned it around for us.
You stepped up and made some tackles in that game, and, mm-hmm, and I think maybe people took notice of that. I know they did around here. The phone calls started lighting up. That's 47. That's Keller.
Yeah.
Was that something you wanted to do? I mean, obviously, you want to do it on a big stage, but to have the confidence as a sophomore to go out and do it on a big stage is something maybe totally different.
Yeah, I always feel like when you get those like nationally televised games, you're always trying harder. I think it feels like you're always kind of more focused because you're wanting to play well because that everybody's watching.
So you're sitting in the locker room. Is this like a pee your pants moment, or is this like a I'm so psyched up moment? What was it before you took the field?
Our whole team was real excited. I'm not necessarily one to get real nervous and scared and get too jittery. I kind of just feed off of it. I just got real excited and just kind of used it as fuel to make plays.
I think that's the first time I've said that on the air. I won't say it again. That was strange. I was trying to think of something better, but what are you going to do? Noah Keller joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show going into his junior season with Ohio. Talk about the rest of this team. Taylor Price went with you and Coach Solich to MAC Media Days, which obviously means he should be one of the standouts. When we watch Ohio football, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, whatever it'll be during the upcoming season, who else is going to stand out for your ball club?
We've got a lot of good players back. Let me see. Probably our, we got two good quarterbacks, and that's definitely one of the main storylines, of fall camp is who's going to be starting at quarterback. We had Theo Scott was our starter last year, and then against Ohio State he ended up getting injured, and he was done for the season. So our backup quarterback, Boo Jackson, came in. And he ended up doing a great job for us on the year, and both of them are back for their senior year. And so now they're just kind of, not a starter hasn't been named yet, so they got to both kind of come into fall camp and battle it out. And on the defensive side, we have another all-MAC safety, Steven Jackson, another linebacker, Lee Renfro, who's great, who's been, named preseason all-conference by a lot of publications. Offensively, we return Taylor Price has been named preseason all-conference. Chris Garrett, a running back, has been named preseason all-conference for kick returns. Really the only places that we're really lack in depth are offensive line and interior defensive line. So,
Noah, talk about playing for Coach Solich and just the opportunity to go there and get on the field and get to know him much better than when you were there to start with.
You know, Coach Solich is a great coach. You know, he definitely cares about each player. You know, he sees you as a person and not just like a player, not just like a way to win games, you know. You know, and he's real funny, you know, real soft-spoken for the most part, but sometimes, you know, if you're screwing around, he doesn't like what he sees, he'll get after you.
Noah Keller joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we've mentioned, going into your junior year, where most kids would probably just be getting the starting limelight and getting to see some playing time, but two full years in, has it been like you thought it would be so far?
You know, some things have been and some other things haven't. You know, I was definitely not ready for the season I had last year. You know, I just kind of kept going out, and then I'd get done with the game, and they'd come up and tell me, hey, you had 12 tackles, you had 14 tackles, you had 15 tackles, and I just kept having games like that. And then, you know, it was named midseason all-conference, you know, halfway through the season. I was just thinking, you know, if I can keep it up, I can, you know, be second or first team all-conference, maybe even third, something like that. And, you know, it's just been kind of pretty surreal for the most part.
No, I guess, but feel good? Yeah, kind of went through uninjured, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, I had I pulled my hamstring my freshman year, and that's been the only thing that's gone wrong for me, knock on wood. But, you know, for the most part, I've never really, you know, all the other guys on the team, you know, some of the older guys, you always hear them talk about how they always feel so old and so hurt and stuff like that. And I've never been one to feel like that until pretty recently. And now, you know, it's definitely catching up with me, you know. You know, the knees are always sore, the back's always sore. You know, it's hard getting out of chairs and walking around. But I still feel, you know, when I get warmed up, you know, I'm ready to go. I feel faster than ever.
Okay, so like the only Ohio Bobcat alum I know is, of course, Peter Yazvak up at UNK. Mm-hmm. When you're not playing football, what does a guy do at the University of Ohio? I mean, give me some kind of highlight. If a guy is going to the University of Ohio to watch Noah Keller play and he wants to go see something at the university or in town or on campus, what does he want to go see?
You know, I mean, the town's necessarily not that big, but one weird thing about the town is that I don't know where this ranking is from, but we're ranked as the 13th most haunted place in the world. Yeah. There's
And what's your quarterback's name?
Boo Jackson.
Okay.
Coincidentally, Tony's house is 12.
Have you seen ghosts?
I don't necessarily know about ghosts, but there is a place called The Ridges where there's an abandoned insane asylum and an old tuberculosis ward, run-down tuberculosis ward. That's a pretty creepy place. Especially in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I was going to say, never been there, huh? Don't know nothing about it.
I don't know about that.
Don't know about nothing. Nah. Okay, back to football. As we look at the season and the teams, you've got a chance to see and maybe to be to most of these places. What are you looking forward to on the field this year? Place to go, the team that's going to give you maybe the most trouble. What are you looking forward to?
You know, I mean, out-of-conference game, we've got Connecticut at home, which will be a huge game. And then we're at Tennessee, which is, you know, another 100,000-plus stadium. So that'll be fun. But definitely the one conference game that I want to take care of this year is Buffalo. You know, past 2 years, they've just beat us up bad. And, you know, they're conference champions last year. Most people have them ranked real high. So I definitely want to, you know, kind of take it to them. You know, Turner Gill's been doing a great job with the program there. But I don't you know, they're definitely a team that's capable of beating.
That's a Tuesday night game on the road. Yeah. So we've got a lot of – obviously, the national attention will be on you that night. Yeah, you ever when you go to an Ohio State, and you ever like get over by the sidelines and say, "Tressel, I'd have played for you. Where were you at? Where were you at? Why would you recruit me?" You don't say things like that when you're out there.
I mean, I don't really think about it. You know, hindsight's kind of 20/20. I'm definitely happy where I'm at, but you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, I went out there and did all I could. You know, kind of did everything I could. I guess a lot of the coaches just didn't see me fitting into their program, I guess.
Have you talked to Coach Cool while you've been back?
Yeah, I saw him when I was up at the weight room one time, and I went over to his house and was hanging out, just kind of catching up, chatting with him a little bit.
Is he feeling the pressure after a down season last year?
You know, that's one thing I always talk to him about. I'm always, you know, how are we going to be next year? And, you know, he's confident in the team. You know, he thinks that they've got some, you know, good players on defense. You know, they've got good quarterback. You know, their offensive line is going to be a lot bigger than what it was last year. So I think that's one thing that they've kind of been lacking a little bit, maybe.
Now that you're gone, most hated rival, was it Grand Island, North Platte, or was it somebody else?
Definitely Grand Island.
And that's the season opener, August 28th. It'll be at Grand Island this year. Of course, we'll be there calling the game. Looking forward to that. Daddy, Ohio Bobcat football. Hopefully we have Coach Solich on later in the week. You got any more Solich stories we need when he comes on? Anything we need to pass along to him?
None that I can think of.
He's just very soft-spoken.
That is true.
You're very soft-spoken.
Well, great. Thanks so much for stopping by, Noah.
Thanks
appreciate
for having
you catching, getting caught up with us. We want to catch up with you throughout the season. We got your number now, so now we can stalk you.
Hey, works for me.
Daddy's a stalker in a haunted town. Noah Keller, former Kearney Bearcat, of course, state champion there, and now with the Ohio Bobcats. He's preseason all-conference. He's been voted a captain in his junior season, and this is going to be an exciting division to watch. A lot of people think the West is a little bit tougher than the East. Is that what you guys are getting? No, I guess I didn't ask you about the West. A lot of people think it's going to be Central Michigan or Western Michigan is going to win that MAC championship.
Yeah, you know, Central and Western both have a lot of great players on their team. But, you know, just like last year, you know, everybody thought Ball State was, you know, going to be going bowling in a BCS, you know, go to the BCS Bowl if they would have just beat Buffalo. But then, you know, Buffalo came out, played a great game, and beat them.
Yeah, Ball State, they lose their coach and their quarterback. Now they're picked fifth in the West.
Yeah.
So. What's the recruiting basis for these teams? They get closer to home?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them, you know, I mean, there's a ton of high school football in Ohio. It's just, you know, it's like Texas, California, Florida. You know, I'd say it's up there top five easily for top five states. And, you know, a lot of the times you really don't have to leave the state of Ohio, but you know, our school obviously comes out and recruits Nebraska, we recruit California, Florida. So we're, you know, trying to get, you know, there's definitely a lot more recruits there, you know, to choose from. So that's one thing that helps.
Now, I go back to NBA, anybody that's on TV, they always have like some special signal that's a shout out to all the people either at home or in their family. You know, guys used to shoot free throws and wipe their cheeks, say hi to their kids. You got anything like that?
You know, I haven't really thought of anything yet, really. I'm working on it. I'll come up with something good for you guys.
I just can't wait to see the Doug and Daddy t-shirt in the post-game interview. That's what I'm going with right there. Noah Keller, thanks so much. Have a great season, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Noah Keller, former Bearcat, now Ohio Bobcat, as we said, going into his junior season. We'll take a break. Our Big 12 football preview will continue with Kansas State quarterback Carson Kampman. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Hey, Golic.
Yes, Greeny.
I know this is off topic, but you should have seen the traffic this morning.
Was it worse than usual?
I swear, it was one long backup from my driveway to the parking structure. It's tough out there.
And you know that's got to be tough on your engine. Stop, go, stop, go.
Tough commutes are tough on your engine, which is why the guys I know recommend Quaker State. Quaker State bonds to metal surfaces for two times better wear protection.
Twice the wear protection? Sounds like exactly what our listeners need.
Especially these days. Quaker State, real durable oil.
Belts, fluids, hoses. Little things we all ignore, but make a big difference over the long haul. Right now, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All for just $24.99. That's an oil change, free tire rotation, and visual brake check for just $24.99. Midas. We're on this road together.
Up to 5 quarts multi-grade oil taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Another exciting fall sports season is on the way.
Adams back to pass, drops the ball, has to pick it up and skirts the right side, looking for some running room, gets inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Adams, it got into the end zone on a great ad lib for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Serves across, set to the outside, Wojcik, picked up by Irvine, set to Pernicek, Pernicek puts it away, and it is now set point number one for Ravenna.
A 38-yard field goal attempt, so for the lead. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is a line drive. It is good. Oh, my! And with 15 seconds to go, a one-point lead for Elm Creek.
She'll drive it over, and Hayne with another great dig to the outside. Heaney drives over. Rogge with an equally good dig. Free ball. Here's Squires. Slide middle. Put down by Sokolowski, and we are tied. And Moncrief going to go option. Now Fakin wants to throw. He's going to throw underneath to his second receiver, and the ball is caught by Chatlin. In traffic, 35-30, 25-20, back to the middle of the field, and Chatlin's going to score.
The action starts August 28th.
Tiger Woods isn't. Neither are any of the other top money winners. None of them are coming to the ESPN Radio Superstation Golf Challenge August 13th through the 14th at Grand Island's Indian Head Golf Course. Brought to you by Bud Light and Roy's Grand Dodge. It's not that they're afraid. It's just that they don't want to appear on the Doug and Daddy Show, which is part of the top prize. This four-man team, two-net best ball handicap tournament will be played over 2 days. You play 18 on one day or the other. Win up to $1,000 cash or gift card, plus an appearance on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. For only $60 per player, you have green fees, cart, t-shirt. Compete for whole prizes, including Kansas City Royals and Tri-City Storm tickets. Brought to you by Slugger Sports Bar and Grill, pounding pitchers all day long, the Boathouse for all your bait needs, and Midas. Trust the Midas touch. Sign up now for the best choice of dates and time. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, download an entry form, send it in with payment, or call 888-455-ESPN and sign up over the phone using your credit card. The Roy's Grand Dodge Bud Light ESPN Radio Challenge.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature around 90 with a northeast wind of around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a possibility for some showers and storms developing with a low in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Still got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, but right now it's time for our Big 12 football preview. And today we catch up with Kansas State quarterback. He's starting, at least at this point, Carson Kaufman. And our interviews from Big 12 Media Days brought to you in part by NewTek Seed. See Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed, your yield leaders. NewTek Seed for all your seed needs. With NewTek, you know you're planting quality. There's a NewTek Seed dealer in your area to help you get the best this season. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, the undisputed Midwest dealer at NewTek Seed.
Back at Big 12 Media Days, we wrap things up on this final day and end today. Kansas State, Texas Tech, Colorado, and Texas, and Kansas State is where we're going to start today. New regime, Tony, going on at Kansas State. We've got a lot of new positions to fill, and, of course, Bill Snyder back in charge.
Well, returns to take things back to, I think, where Bill Snyder brought things at one time for the Kansas State Wildcats. We're pleased to be joined by the starting quarterback in Carson Kaufman. Carson, thanks so much for stopping by today and giving us a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yep, thank you. Well, Carson, it's got to be a little bit of anticipation, a little bit of excitement. I know you went through spring ball, but you've got to be eager to get fall going here and see what you can do leading this ball club.
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. I've sat on the bench for the last 3 years behind Josh, and I've just been waiting for my opportunity, and it's finally come, and I can't wait to get out there in the fall.
Carson, were you at all in contact with Josh when he made the decision not to return?
I mean, we've been best friends for as long as I can remember, and we talk all the time after the season. We talked a lot about it, and he finally made the decision one day and told me, and I said, thank you. But, yeah, I'm excited for him, too, down at Tampa Bay.
You bet.
Did he know the whole time he was going and it was just a matter of the season coming to an end, or was this a decision he really wrestled with?
He wrestled with it a little bit, but, I think Coach Prince also pushed him a little bit to go. Even freshman and sophomore year, he said, you can be out of here in 3 years if you want to. You're that good a quarterback that, I mean, the NFL teams are calling for you. So, I mean, he knew that he could go, but he still wrestled with it a little. I think Coach Prince leaving was a pretty big decision or a pretty big factor in his decision, because he recruited him. They were pretty close, quarterback and coach, so that was a big decision, him leaving.
Carson, talk about the playbook changing when Coach Snyder came back. Night and day, or what would you say about that?
Not completely night and day, but with Coach Snyder, we're just very diverse in what we do. We run everything. Coach Prince is just like the West Coast style drop back passing. With Coach Snyder, it's just everything. We got everything in.
Kansas State quarterback Carson Coughlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Carson, how much different will the offense look with you running it as opposed to what Josh did, just because you're a different style of quarterback?
I really can't tell you how it's going to look right now. I mean, with Coach Snyder's offense, like I said, it's very diverse. We'll probably implement some of the Wildcat package a little bit. And, I hope we can just move the ball consistently and score a lot of points, like we have in the past.
Carson, I think from the outside looking in at the Wildcat program, a lot of people think Coach Prince tried to do it with junior college players. There's a bunch of them still there. Could create problems. Could be some. Is that at all a case?
Let's say that one more time.
Well, I think the perception out there is that Coach Prince brought in all these JUCO players, maybe some undisciplined players there, maybe some problems in the locker room.
Yeah.
Maybe there's not a lot of unity. Your thoughts on that?
I don't really feel that way. I feel like we got a great group of guys this year. And Coach Snyder, he's going to demand respect and hard work out of you. And if not, then you're not with the program. So I think some of the guys that might have been problems have definitely cleaned up their act, and they're on board with us.
Carson Coughlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What other changes would you say there have been, maybe the big difference from Coach Prince to Coach Snyder? It doesn't matter if it's a positive or a negative, but obviously there's always some changes. What really kind of directly affected you?
Always when you get a new coach, there's just an excitement in the air about, what's going to happen. We got just a new energy, and I feel definitely like we have a new energy, and a lot of the guys are really excited about this season, more so than we have been in the past. And we're just in the complex a lot more, watching film, lifting, just doing whatever. Just we're in the complex a lot more.
Carson, you get the guy back that basically built the facilities that made you guys competitive in the Big 12. Some people are trying to catch up to that. Baylor's adding money. Kansas has added a bunch of money to their program. Talk about the facilities right now at Kansas State, and maybe that's what lured you back there, other than maybe it being your father's alma mater and such.
Yeah, the facilities are very nice. We have a very nice stadium, very nice indoor. Our weight room is nice, just complex, and study room. It's all really nice. I haven't really got to see many of the other Big 12 schools yet, so I can't really compare them.
Carson, how do your mom and dad split time between you boys?
It's very hard for them. They're always running all over. They'll split up sometimes go to my brother's game, but my sister, she's actually playing volleyball at Wyoming this year, so they're going to have to go out there some too.
There's a lot of travel involved in the Kauffman family. And Carson, before we let you get out of here, let's at least talk a little bit about the team overall. What do you think the strength of the team is going to be this year as you go into fall camp?
The strength of the team is just, I think, hard work and a will to win. I really believe that it's there. I think we're working so much harder than we have in the past and just improving a little bit every day, and I can't wait till fall.
Running game, a lot of people think maybe you guys will go back to maybe running the ball even a little bit more. Uh-huh. Does it look that way?
Who knows? We're just going to go into fall camp, and we went through spring, but the two-a-days coming up here is really going to determine what we're going to do in the fall.
Are you excited for two-a-days? Because I used to hate two-a-days.
I am pretty excited just to be over with school and concentrate solely on football.
Well, as a starting quarterback at a Division I college, I suppose it's a pretty exciting time. And Carson, we look forward to seeing you guys. Last game for you in the regular season, Kansas State, Nebraska. Could have some big meaning by the time we get to that point. Enjoy the season. Congratulations on getting the nod at the start. And thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks a lot.
Have your brother send you some money, too.
Carson Coughlin, starting quarterback at Kansas State, joining us here from Big 12 Media Days.
And our interviews from Big 12 Media Days brought to you in part by New Tech Seed. See Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech, your yield leader. They'll help get the best this season. New Tech Seed. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to catch up with the man that was doing the Nebraska-Colorado game for ESPN last year. Ron Franklin is going to join us as we kind of bust up the players every day. But we've got more that we're going to hear from, including folks from Texas Tech and Baylor and Colorado and all over Iowa State. We've got a lot more Missouri to take a look at, so stay with us for that. And it'll probably be pretty heavy with that on Friday's show as well. It's time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN is the phone number. And a $25 gift card coming your way if you have not won in the last 2 months. If you have not won in the last 2 months. We've had so much today, Tony. We've had hockey talk with Kirk Brooks. We talked with Noah Keller of Ohio. We talked with Carson Kaufman just there. From Kansas State. And before I give the trivia question, your thoughts on Kansas State?
No, I don't have much of a feel. I don't think it's good. There's not much. There's not that basis to start with. I think he's starting all over. That's my thought.
And your prediction?
Well, they're right next to Iowa State in the bottom of the Big 12 North.
You wanted to go with a trivia question today about a nickname in the MAC conference.
Yeah.
And the team that has been picked to win the MAC conference is who?
Well, the West Division, Central Michigan.
What is the nickname of the Central Michigan collegiate athletic teams? College football team, but it's all of them. 888-455-ESPN. We might have thrown you a softball today, but Central Michigan, their mascot is 888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the email here. We'll let you take care of it, Derek. We'll let you take care of it. this comes from Peter, Ohio class of 95. He wants us to tell Noah Keller to A, beat Miami, B, stay away from Court Street, C, beat Miami. That's up Ohio, of course. Peter, thanks for listening, buddy. We sure appreciate that. Daddy coming up on the show tomorrow. I guess it's time to. I guess we can get out of here, huh? I think Derek says we've got a winner. So as he takes that information, let's just try and get out of here. Is that what you want to get out of here?
Well, whoever it was as our winner, I knew that Central Michigan is the Chippewas.
All right, the Chippewas. That's a quick $25 gift card going out the window. It won't be that easy next week, folks. Won't be that easy. I'm going to promise you that. We want to thank, who was our winner, Derek?
Sam from Kearney.
Oh, hey, got some new blood in there. Congratulations to Sam. Also want to thank Noah Keller for dropping by today and, again, wish him and the Bobcats the best of luck. Hopefully we're going to have Coach Solich on here in the near future of the contacts. I'll look positive on that. Also want to thank Carson Kaufman, our Big 12 football preview today, Kansas State quarterback, and to Kirk Brooks, Greg Shea from the Tri-City Storm coming in and getting us up to date on where they're at as things begin tomorrow. Brandon Crick joins us. Golfer Adam McCook actually has a job. I don't know what it is because he's always out winning tournaments. And Ron Franklin from ESPN.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN and Radio Superstation. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 Friends of Hastings.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Listen up, NFL fans. Training camp's underway. The season's around the corner. Your tailgate's ready to party. All you need, a ticket. You want selection? StubHub.com. Home games, road games, sold-out games, even playoffs. Best of all, StubHub lets you choose the game and the seats you want. That's right. See the game you want to see. Sit where you want to sit. You can sell tickets on StubHub, too. Listing's free. As always, StubHub backs everything with Fan Protect Guarantee. That's StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Hear that? Not good. That's hail. Anybody who's lived in Nebraska for more than a month understands that weather can turn on you in a heartbeat. So what if it happens to you this storm season? Do you realize you have a friend who can put you back together again? Eustace Body Shop, as they have for years, making your vehicle look like new. That's what they do. Eustace Body Shops, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and Eustace.
The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!